You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, this quick rant is basically myself as an outside observer to the current state of the Black community and me seeing the different pieces of a larger puzzle and the ultimate consequences that the Black community is going to be forced to accept. Now, why do I say I'm an outside observer? Well, I've long since walked away from the Black community. Hell, when I got to Japan back in 1993, I always kept a look on what was happening in the Black community. Now, of course, me being married to a Japanese woman, there are certain Black people who would say, hey, you have no right to speak on the state of the Black community. However, just because I married a Japanese woman does not make me stop being a Black man. That right there is one of the sickest mentalities of the Black community. Because guess what? My brother's still a Black man. My nephews are still Black men. My cousins are still Black men. So yeah, I'm not an active participant. However, I am a silent spectator. Now, we all know the current state of the Black American community. Wow. Just wow. Over 50 years of just relentless media onslaught perpetrated by the American Black woman. Of course, with the backing of the government. Now, that's something that a lot of Black women in general aren't really going to talk about. However, speaking of media propaganda, what has been the main thing that the American Black woman has pushed along with the propaganda against Black men? The one thing that has always been the American Black woman's trump card. What is that, you might ask? Victimhood. That's right. It's always been a dual psychological campaign. Denigrate the American Black man, yet at the same time, the American Black woman plays the victim. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's been a masterful psychological game, if you really think about it. But it's all been based in two things: gaslighting and projection. However, there are certain facts that cannot be avoided. Why? Because people have eyes and social media. Now, as we all know, the American Black women lead in damn near every negative trait that can be attributed to a group of women. Now, let's just name a few, shall we? Worst attitude. Oh, yeah. The American Black woman has one of the worst attitudes possible, especially when it comes to Black men. Highest obesity rate, highest STI rate, highest consumer debt, highest student loan debt, highest eviction rate, last picked on any dating app. Lowest marital rate, highest divorce rate. Mm-hmm. Now, that's just a few that immediately come to my mind. But yet, Black women in general will try to dismiss all of that and once again jump to the victimhood narrative. However, when we look at everything that's happening now, in regards to particularly the Passport Brothers, there are two inescapable consequences that the Black American community are going to have to face, period. Now, as we all know, the American Black woman has always employed a dual mating strategy. We all know this. During their youth, Pookie, Ray Ray, Lil Pistol Starter, 12 Gauge Mike, shout out to LMM for that one. You know, Nuck Nuck, Pojo, Leroy, and Skillet, the dregs of the Black American community had all the access to the Black women when they were young, hot, and tight. However, the second part of the dual mating strategy was who? The cleanup men, the friend zone men, and the potential stepdaddy. Oh, yeah. See, now that Big Zaddy government is starting to hand out the pink slip, if you will, the chickens have come home to roost. Now, there have been numerous contents creators and numerous comments about the ever-increasing number of American Black women who are in their cars now, living in their cars with children. I myself have seen a substantial increase in that very scenario. As you guys know, I'm a delivery driver, so I'm always driving around everywhere. And yeah, I'm starting to see a whole lot more American Black women living out of cars, some living out of RVs. But hey, another one of the small unforeseen consequences of just how bad it's gotten between American Black men and American Black women. Now, looking at this from, once again, an evil genius / social engineer viewpoint. When we think about it, we all know that the American Black woman has been on the government dole since the Great Society program. However, that gravy train is now coming to an end. Then you put all the pieces together, how the American Black woman is, you know, the face of Section 8, welfare, all of that. Even though, yes, there are more white women on welfare than Black women. It's a natural thing. However, it's the percentage-wise that really puts a nail in the coffin. And the fact that you're the face of it. Once again, it goes back to ethnic image. Something that Kevin Samuels put out. But now, the dual mating strategy, it's over. Why? Because the upwardly mobile Black men have finally done something that was never expected. They turned their backs and they walked away. See, this is why you see all of the TikToks of the American Black woman trying their best to gaslight the younger Black men. Notice I said younger, Because old salts like me, we're set in our ways. A lot of us have lived through the propaganda decades. Oh yeah, The Color Purple, you know, Wait to Exhale, all that stuff. We lived through that. However, the younger black men have not been programmed yet, which is why you're starting to see a whole lot of social media from the American black woman saying, hey, these guys are this, you know, Passport Brothers are predators, you know, they're perverts, blah, 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 blah. Why? We all know why. Like I said in my previous video, the Passport Brothers evolved from friend-zoned and clean-up men. We all know this. Everybody knows the game. Everybody sees the game. The American black woman has definitely burned too many bridges. Now, they're attacking foreign women, and yeah, foreign women, namely Filipinas, are clapping back. And we all know, let's just be honest about something. The American black woman, by way of the government, has been allowed to become the ultimate bully. Nope, let me pull that down. They've been allowed to become America's bully. Think about it. Cancel culture. What is that? That's just a group of people who are cyberbullying other people that doesn't agree with their viewpoints. Period. Now, black women have definitely not made a lot of friends, especially when you look at the women who are passport, you know, quote unquote hoes, like Dennis Sperling said, versus the Passport Brothers. American black women know if they leave America, they have to leave the American black woman attitude back in America. Why? Because other groups of men will not tolerate it. Oh, yeah. Ho, ho, ho. Yeah. There have been a few examples of American black women going to other countries and trying to play that American black girl attitude, and they got a reality check real damn quick. Mm-hmm. Now, when you look at American black men, guess what? We're still men. We can go to another country and produce. Guess what? That still makes us valuable, even in a foreign society. But hey, that's neither here nor there. That's also a convenient fact that the Passport Brother detractors refuse to see. Hell, you even had a woman talking about there needs to be legislation put in place. We all know why. However, there's not a country that is stupid enough, unfortunately, with the exception of Brazil as of right now, to say, hey, we're going to keep American black men from traveling to our country. No, we don't want their money. Seriously? Seriously. But all in all, when you look at everything that's happened, when you look at how things are going right now for the American black community, yeah, there are two inescapable consequences, like I said earlier. Consequence number one, the American black community is far beyond repair. It is. Let's just imagine through some miracle of God that the American black woman as a collective decided to finally let go of their outright vitriol and just outright hatred toward the American black man and say, you know what? We need to rebuild the community. We need the productive black men to come back. No, we're going to get rid of Pookie and Ray Ray. We're going to submit to the hardworking black men. Now, I know that is the pipe dream of all pipe dreams, but, you know, just humor me. It would take upwards of, my best guesstimate, 75 years to try to rebuild, to get back to a sense of normalcy. I'm just, you know, shotgunning that number. But yeah, the American black community is, as we all know, Superman, Jor-El. What did he say? Krypton is dead. The American black community is pretty much dead. Now, the second inescapable consequence, the ethnic image of the black American woman is completely irredeemable. Mm-hmm. At this point, it's irredeemable. Period. The American black woman has been propped up to take the ultimate fall. Yeah. Like I said previously, all the negative attributes, all the negative stereotypes about the American black woman, yeah, everybody can see it. Social media is available worldwide. And for some strange reason, a lot of American black women believe that it only is here in America. Everywhere outside of the borders of America is a third world country, which is why they've been trying to essentially talk down on foreign women. Why? Because they believe just by being an American citizen, they're better than every other woman on the planet. Oh, that is such a farce. That is such a farce. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Let me know what you guys think in the comments. Am I onto something or am I just crazy? Reality is a weird thing, especially when you look at things from a completely different point of view. And I think a lot of black men who've left the black community can also say this: the imagination, the scope of our thoughts are definitely a whole lot higher. Just saying, just my opinion. Welp, black American women, it would seem that the power that you think you have is definitely starting to go out. Feminism and what you view as big zaddy government's protection is going out right along with it. Because in the end, you're the ultimate Trojan horse. And now your services are no longer required. And guess what? You have no lifelines. The productive black men, they've gotten their passports. They're leaving. Pookie and Ray Ray, you know that they're not producers. So guess what? Winter is here. And it's going to be as cold as a Siberian winter. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.